Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dine on Life Talk Radio Show. Because we are still celebrating women this month, today's show is all about the life of the mompreneur. And we have a special guest today, Cassandra Jones. This lovely lady is the CEO and the founder of Lavish Essentials. And let's not forget to mention that she, too, is a mompreneur.
All right. Okay, so let's start here. As many entrepreneurs are aware of, and if you're not, listen closely. Okay, so entrepreneur.com is a wonderful website that has so many wonderful tips from starting a business, guides on how to train your employees, and advice on how to brand your company, plus so much more information. So anyhow, they have a section that is titled Mompreneur. One of their articles written by Adam Torrance titled How 8 Mompreneurs Succeeded at Small Business Without Sacrificing Family. It is an awesome read, especially for those who are aspiring mompreneurs. So here are the 4 tips from that article. The first tip is recognizing opportunity. The second tip is realizing that neither priority, a family, or a business ownership had to come over the other, in which capitalizing on their own motherhood, and lastly, by owning it.
Absolutely, and I think those are great tips as well, Felicia. And I also think now is the perfect time to bring out our special guest, CEO, founder of Lavish Essentials, and a mompreneur,
Cassandra Jones. Woo! Welcome to the show, Cassandra. And we are so happy to have you. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Can't complain.
All right. Welcome to Dine on Life. Let's go ahead and get into it. Cassandra, please let the world know exactly what Lavish Essentials is.
Lavish Essentials is a homemade based company that makes bath and body products. I make them at home and I sell them to my community and I ship throughout the U.S. and I make awesome luxury products that you can use in your behind closed doors in your home to have a spa feel at home.
Great. I love the product. So what inspired you to start Lavish Essentials?
Well, basically I wanted to become a nail tech and esthetician, and financially I just couldn't do it at the time. So I said that starting a bath and body product line would offset me starting my business as a nail tech. So I said, let's start the product line first and then go into nail tech and esthetician. So that's actually my goal next once I get the line off the ground. And so that's what started Lavish Essentials.
Interesting, and I'm inspired by your story as well. And by the way, Cassandra, I just love the title of one of your hand and body sugar scrubs called Sensual. I love the way it looks. The packaging is everything. I actually need to put that in my life to unwind for my own chaotic day. You're welcome, girl. Now, I'm curious to know, and I'm pretty sure everyone else is who's listening, how do you come up with the names of your products?
Well, honestly, I kind of come up with these names by just the way I feel. Like when I looked at the idea of putting rose petals in there, you think of romance, you think of sexy, you think of relaxation. And so I just came up with the word sensual. It looks sensual to me. It looks sexy to me. So you want that feel when you're using that product and you want to smell like that product. So that's how I came up with that name, sensual.
Yes. So we're all mothers here. We all are aware of the potential challenges that we may face with juggling motherhood, even running a business, So, Cassandra, how do you juggle being a mompreneur? And since we're batting on life, tell us not only the positives, but also the challenges.
Well, the best thing I can say is that I keep God first through everything, and I pray on everything that I go through daily. So I would say that first. Patience is a number two thing that I have to have, because I do have a two-year-old, and so his dad is very helpful in helping me raise him. So anytime I need to, you know, back away from him and focus on Lavish Essentials, his dad is right there to help me. So that's, like, the most important thing that we have. And then challenges is being away from my son, you know, kind of, this is my baby. Lavish Essentials is my baby, so I have to really give it time to grow. And I have to really be focused on it. And sometimes I don't focus on my son as much. So it's a little bit hard to manage the two. But with the help of family and prayer, it's awesome. Like, I manage it very well.
Perfect. That's beautiful and inspiring. And like you said, putting God first is just mandatory. So, Ms. Jones, myself, plus everyone who's listening, wants to know, what advice do you have for the aspiring mompreneurs?
Any advice right now, I'm still new in the game, so any advice that I would give is just really do your research on the business that you want to get into. Give it time to grow. And be patient. Don't rush into anything. I made so many mistakes in the beginning of rushing, doing different things. But patience is number one. Like, always give yourself time to grow and network, network, network. If you got to give out free things, you know, samples of your product, do it. Don't look at the money in the beginning, because it's not about the money in the beginning, but definitely network and have patience in yourself and in your business to grow.
Agreed. That is so wonderful, Cassandra. Now, don't forget to tell the world how they can purchase your Lavish Essentials product, as well as how can your customers find you online.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook at Lavish Essentials. I have my own Facebook page on there. Instagram is Your Lavish Essentials. And you can purchase by either calling me on my business line at 330-779-1703, or you can DM me on Instagram, or you can Facebook me on Facebook, inbox me on Facebook, excuse me. And the website is coming soon, so be on the lookout for that. And, yeah, that's how you can contact me and order.
Well, Cassandra, on behalf of myself and Jasmine and all of our listeners of Dying on Life, we thank you so much for stopping by and giving us an insight into your mompreneurship.
Yes,
thank you so much for having me today.
No problem. Thank you for stopping by. You have a wonderful day.
You too, ladies. Have a good day.
It's time to pay some bills.
All right. Dine on Life listeners, if your Land or Range Rover or Jaguar vehicles are giving you problems, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Elite Auto Parts is an auto dismantler for foreign cars and specializing in used Jaguar and used Land Rover and Range Rover parts. They offer financing and they also ship across America. So go to EliteAutoPartsInc.com and place your order today.
And if you're in the Southern California region, call them directly. The number is 818-770-445. Ask for my homie Keith. Don't mention the pound cake, and tell him that Don on Life sent you.
Don't mention the pound cake. Don't do it.
There'll be a fight. Just tell him Don on Life sent you. All right. So the lifestyle of the mompreneur. Here are the top 10 tips for single mom entrepreneurs from Mompreneurs that we are dishing out for our positive tea segment.
Woohoo! All righty now. I'm super excited. Let's hear it, Jazz.
All right. Number one, own your single mom status. There is no need to be ashamed of anything and let the negative opinions of others roll right down your back like sweat. Secondly, you have to, you must ditch any and every toxic influences. Positive attracts positive and negative attracts, well, you know.
The laws of the universe.
Exactly. So third, include your kids in your business. You will be teaching them the value of hard work, as well as you'll have extra time with them. Fourth, you have to give yourself a break. Seriously, because if you don't, you will run yourself raggedy.
And if you run yourself raggedy, your future husband, he won't find you because he won't recognize you.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So the moral of the fourth tip is to not neglect yourself. Okay. On to the fifth. The fifth tip is always remember, as a matter of fact, if you don't take anything else from this episode, remember that all you need is an idea and a serious drive.
I don't think they heard you. Say it again, Jazz.
All you need is an idea and a serious drive. Number six, focus on a positive. Real simple.
Yeah, that is very accurate. And be aware that you will come across people who just will find something negative to say. They'll find something negative to say about the things you're trying to accomplish. So don't soak up that negativity.
No, drench the negativity. You got to drench it. The seventh tip is to only date romantic partners who are supportive of your dreams.
Oh, that is definitely the truth.
Right. So think about it, ladies. When you're in a relationship, your spouse has influence over you. And I don't mean in a controlling way either, but more to say, if your spouse is not giving you encouragement, that may be a weight on your confidence to go after your dreams. Give up on finding the perfect work-life balance. Nothing in this lifetime is perfect, and neither will it be your work-life balance. Okay, so now that you've accepted that, let's carry on. Ninth tip, slay the comparison, honey.
All day, I slay.
Yes, that's right. And to wrap up the top 10 tips for single mom entrepreneurs from Mompreneurs, the 10th tip is to find the right schedule for you. Planning your work days is commitment, and commitments in advance is a great way to make sure you can accomplish all of your daily goals, meet your own expectations, and to not exhaust yourself out.
Yes, Jazz, I love it. Those 10 tips was everything. Now, becoming a mompreneur is surely not going to happen overnight. Just like Cassandra said, to aspiring mompreneurs, you have to be patient. But you can definitely make it happen by executing your goals on a daily basis. And it may be a bit more tedious for single mothers. So to all of my single mothers, hang in there.
Amen. I've been there. We know.
Now, there is this interesting article, and it was written by Erica L. Sanchez, where she discusses the need of providing solutions to single mothers instead of being shamed by society. So the article is titled, Single Mothers Need Solutions, Not Shaming.
Okay.
So we all know that creating a family the traditional way is a lot less common in our society today. And in fact, according to the Pew Research Center, fewer than half, which is of children in America, live in a home with two married heterosexual parents. And in a home with two married heterosexual parents, they're in their first marriage. As well as 41% of children are born outside of marriage. And that is a huge increase from the statistics in 1960. The statistics from 1960, only 5% of children were born outside of the marriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's more like a massive increase, given that was only 60-plus years ago. Jazz, what are your thoughts on that quote and really the statistics?
Shockingly enough, the statistic does not actually surprise me. I can believe it. It's just upsetting. Like, it's really sad, more so for the children. I wish that we had more, you know, children in homes with a married, you know, mom and dad. Unfortunately, that's not the way things happen in reality, but it's very upsetting and sad for the sake of the children.
Yeah. The children, I think, as well as you said in your opinion, too, that they're the ones who's the most affected. The statistics is alarming. Now, tell me, what do you think about this, Jazz? And everyone who's listening, feel free to sound off by going to our site, dineonlife.org, or here on our platform, blogtalkradio.com/dineonlife, sound off. So here's my thought and opinion about this. Now, as an entrepreneur and a mompreneur, we have to be headstrong. We have to have the ability to make decisions. We're leaders. Everyone is not a leader, and that's just the truth. Some people rely on the inspiration from media. So I want to go from a media aspect, and tell me what you think, Jazz. If we think about the dominating music from the 60s and maybe even the 70s, in the era where the commonality was children being raised by both parents, if we look at the musical media back then, it was more likely to turn on the radio and hear an R&B song about a man telling his woman how much he loves her.
Right.
If we turn on the radio today, now, I'm not going to use the language right now, but you know what I'm getting at. So do you think that maybe the mass media has something to do with those statistics?
I'm going to say yes and no. Yes, because, you know, those artists and the media play a huge role in the stereotype, you know, the way that they portray life, and that includes the music that we listen to. And, you know, listening to the music in the 60s and the 70s, yeah, you were more than likely to turn on something and you would hear maybe the R&B or the I Love Her and yada, yada, yada. But then it started to get a little more provocative, a little more real, a little more hardcore in the 80s and the 90s. And, of course, we just get worse. So I'm not going to lie. We just get worse. Every 10 years, it's ridiculous. But and I feel like those artists should own up to what they're presenting themselves as. However, also, as a parent, we are equally responsible. In fact, we're more responsible for what we allow our children to see, because we know, even just watching the news, Fox News, I'm not going to let my children watch that, because it's their opinion is not swayed in our in our favor. So that's not something they need to watch. You know, even just the news, they're not showing us any positive anything about that. My children don't need to watch it. So it's something I'm not going to let them watch, as well as with the music. I barely turn on the radio anymore when we're in the car. There's half the stuff that's on, like I said, it gets dumber every generation. I don't know what they're talking about. So we can't listen to it. You can't even tell me what they're talking about.
It's like, I brought that up because it's a healthy debate. Now, my personal opinion is, here's a good question. Can we blame the mass media? And if, with that being our question, can we blame the mass media? Honestly, I don't think we can. Because at the end of the day, we choose what we watch on TV. We choose what music we listen to, just as well as the great real-life example you provided. You choose what your children watch. So we have to be responsible and accountable for our actions. Now, do I think that the mass media influence? Oh, absolutely. And going back to what I said previously, some people are leaders and some people are not. And those who are not leaders, for the sake of a long conversation, we're going to call them followers. And those followers, I think we can identify those type of people who would be influenced. So when you hear Too Short calling the chick out of her name, then that follower will naturally think it's okay, but not even knowing that these rappers or whoever's projecting the negativity, they do have someone they can call wife or they do respect the women in their lives. It's just entertainment. And I think that sometimes these followers cannot decipher between real life and entertainment.
Exactly. They don't completely separate the two. They see what they see, and they don't have that. It's not in their thought process to separate the two. Like J. Cole, I didn't even know he was married, but that's a married man, girl. He's fine. I'm married too. I just want to let it be known he wasn't my type anyway. But he's a married man, and one of the things that media kind of had a struggle with was, you know, why is that something he wanted to hide? And I thought for good reason, you know. You're in the media, you want to kind of keep your family life. It don't belong to everybody. One. Two, because, and I believe it was the Brat, the artist who had mentioned that probably messes up his fan base as well. So a lot of these artists aren't always putting out that, you know, they're married. Take Snoop Dogg, for example. If a child listened to him today, not knowing anything about his life, it would be difficult to even explain to them that this man has children, a daughter, boys, and a wife, you know, what they believe. So they have to, it's important to teach our children, one, before you even expose them to that, that there is this is entertainment, purely entertainment, and that, you know, you have to be able to separate reality from what you see.
Right.
From what they're entertaining you with.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And another thing, because I'm going all day about this, the way we train our children, the way we raise them up, if we don't teach them that difference and to separate it, they're going to raise children who are now thinking the way they are. And who will act the way that's the reason I think it got so much worse. When we go back to that statistic of, you know, increasing from 5% back in 1960, I think a large part of it is because this is what these children seen. This is what they witnessed. And so when they had children, it just got worse and it got worse. And, you know, that's what happens every generation. And it's up to us to change that and to bridge that gap, close that. It's a huge gap.
Yes.
And it's up to make that change.
Yes, but just a second now. Now, this specific quote, I'm about to state, this alarmed me. There are over 7.3 million families. Again, there are over 7.3 million families headed by single mothers in the U.S., mm-hmm. And in 2013, over 2 million of those single mothers were poor, struggling to make ends meet, end quote. Wow. And I just want to also inform you all that, yes, we know about the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That act made it illegal to discriminate a woman from employment because she's a woman, because of her gender. But think about this right here. There any laws that discriminate based on family status? Now, Jazz, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm a bit conflicted with the last part there. Let's start from my beginning. I know what it's like to be a single mother. When I had my twins, I handled that all on my own. I met my boyfriend when they were about one. And, you know, they didn't really have a father presence outside of my own father. they didn't know their father. My boyfriend came in and he accepted them as his own. You know, years down the road, we got married. Now I'm married. So I know what the life was like as a single mother. I know what it's like to struggle, work two jobs, go to school full time, and have to pay out of your pocket for some children who were very finicky eaters. They came out lactose intolerant, so they only have soy products. It was a mess, but it was an expensive mess that I had to deal with on my own. I know what it's like to be a single mother. I know what it's like to be struggling. I know what it's like to be broke. So I was within that 2%. As far as how the laws are in regards to discriminating based on a family status, when I was a single mother, when it came to me trying to get any help, like I could go to, I believe I went to WIC. By then it didn't even matter because I ended up taking them off the formula. But like when you go try to get assistance, they want to know where is the father. It's as if we know what life is like. We know that you're a single parent, but there has to be a man somewhere. Like they don't even care that he's gone. He's not around. If I knew where he was, I'm sure I'd have him here. They don't care. They are still stuck in their mind that a man has to be there. Where is he at? And it's like, you know, I don't know. And I'm not even joking. Like, I really had no idea where the man was. I didn't get pregnant on my own. I had no idea where he was, though. And I think in regards to that, you know, the law is discriminating based on family status. I feel like they're not fair. Our laws are so not up to date with the changing times. And quite honestly, even in 64, granted, yes, we had more women with men, you know, more marriages, but eventually the homes were broken. And what kind of irritates me the most is a lot of these lawmakers, they're living these lives. Their children are being raised by other people or, you know, they haven't child support orders and spousal support that they have to take care of. And it's like, why aren't you being, but also most of our people in these positions are also, they're men. So on their end, most of them are just paying something and letting it go. It's not easy for the woman. I don't care how much money you give me. And that's the thing I did with my twin's father. Like, that's what I stressed with him. I don't care if you can't pay for anything. I work two jobs. I can make it. It wasn't easy, but I can make it. But you need to be in their lives. It was when he decided he didn't want to do either, it was when I had to put him on child support. But other than that, like, we would have never even gone to a court for anything. All he had to do was be there. I think what a lot of these men get in their mind is that if I just pay some money, I'm doing my part and I'm okay. And it's not. We are still, we're still struggling. Even I don't care how financially well off I am, I'm still, I have to wake up at night with this child. I have to keep the boo-boos. I have to potty train, which, girl, it's not easy. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree 100%. I was raised in a single mother household myself, and I have two younger twin sisters. I saw my mom work 5 to 6 days a week, 12 hours per day, and at her job she had to stand on her feet. I get it that there are people out there who's like, you know, you made the bed, you know, lie in it. No. It don't work that way. I think overall, make it equal for everyone. Like, one thing I stress when I hire, especially women, my marketing company, the women can work from home because I understand that daycare may be expensive and, you know, things happen in life. And, again, what you said, you hit it right on the nail, Jasmine, completely.
Right. So today we got to wrap up, guys. We served as a dish on the insights of being a mompreneur. The appetizer was fun. The dish got real, and we were refreshed with some positive tea.
And I want to thank our guest, Cassandra Jones of Lavish Essentials, for stopping by and serving the dish on her wonderful startup company and the tea of being a mompreneur.
Please go to our site, blogtalkradio.com/dineonlife. Serve the dish on your opinions of what we talked about today. Also, follow us on Facebook for daily positive updates at facebook.com/dineonlife.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys.